Our weekly trips to check the blood work and numbers were Frank's only ventures out for several months, and they were initially rough going. At the beginning, of course, Frank could barely move. One day, we had an appointment at 9 a.m., and he was in such bad shape that after numerous attempts and false starts, I could not rally him up and out of bed until 3 p.m. that afternoon. It's not that he didn't want to go. He was eager for the weekly updates, but he could not force his body to do something for which it was simply not ready. We managed to arrive just in time for the very last appointment at the end of that afternoon. The days all started to blend together. The trips to the doctor's office were especially challenging. We were still under lockdown, and I was trying like hell to keep him out of the hospital. It made me nervous to bring him in for his checkups. Attempting to support and carry my feverish, sickly husband down the steps from our room to the car, then get him settled and buckled in, was a production. He usually slumped forward against the seatbelt in the car as I drove. I always carried a bag full of stuff Frank might need: bottled water, Gatorade, apple slices, even ice packs. Whatever it was, I had it handy. It reminded me of when Laura was a newborn, and I had my ever-present diaper bag. With Frank, who was about 10 times the size our little one had been, I would be wiped out by the time we made it to the parking lot, and we weren't even in the doctor's office yet. Prior to and even after we started seeing Dr. Garcia, Frank had been through the expected stages: denial, disbelief, anger. But during every stage, he had made it clear he would handle this his way, not the way everyone else did, even if it came to the point of him considering not taking medication or possibly seeking out untraditional healing. Fortunately, Dr. Garcia was on board with Frank's refusal to identify with the disease. After the first day, he never referred to the official diagnosis again in our presence. He understood and approved Frank's desire to disidentify.